This morning we have a guest joining us by phone, Barb Fuller, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness is with us on the phone. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
We're coming up on what can be a disastrous holiday with regard to people's eating habits and diets and all those kinds of things, especially with the youngsters. That would be Halloween coming up not too far down the road. We want to talk about something that is just a little bit different when it comes to the Halloween time. We think a lot about what we're going to get as we stand there in the candy aisle for Halloween night. But sometimes we don't think much about what about those children that are coming to the door that might have food allergies. And the Teal Pumpkin Project is something that deals with that. And Barb, I know you've been active in helping to promote this. It is an issue, right?
It is. And this campaign's been going on since 2014, so it's still kind of new to some people. But there are children with food allergies that love to go trick-or-treating, too. And about one in every 13 children has a food allergy, so about two in every classroom, or if you count how many trick-or-treaters come to your house, how many ever that may be, there are children, and just a small amount of that allergen can really cause a severe reaction to those children.
Oh, absolutely, and it's hard for parents who might normally be able to try to monitor a lot of what their children are taking in. It's kind of tough on Halloween.
It is. Everybody likes those little miniature fun-sized candy bars, and children do want to go out with their friends trick-or-treating. If they're younger, they may be with their parents or an older adult, but sometimes those little older children like to go out on their own with their friends, and that's a lot of fun. But really thinking about what is in that trick-or-treat bag or their pumpkin or whatever they're carrying things home in, and sometimes they aren't very well labeled. Those little miniatures and little bags of things don't have the same labels that a bigger candy bar might have.
Well, if something breaks open at all, is there a chance of the kind of like commingling?
It does, especially peanuts seem to be something, and children, peanuts are one of the things that they are highly allergic to, so even if it touches something else, a package or their hand or something, there could be enough peanut allergen for a child who is very severely allergic to have an allergic reaction. And that wouldn't be any fun on Halloween.
No. And the fact that we're tossing a lot of those things in the bags and they're getting jostled around, you never know what can happen. So
that's right.
Need to be careful for that. Well, what about non-food options for Halloween? Is that something they'll still appreciate?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of really fun things to do. There are all kinds of little trinkets and things that you can pick up at a dollar store or something like that, spider rings or even pencils and erasers or treat bags with stickers and a whole bunch of other things in them, the glow bracelets or the glow sticks, especially on Halloween night. That's nice. You don't have to resort to just giving out toothbrushes, but there's some other fun things they can do, and if it's like a glow stick, they can use that the rest of the night. So if you're early in the lineup of the candy or the trick-or-treaters to your door, it's a lot of fun for them.
Well, and it's also a safety issue, too, and it can help them out the rest of the night when things get dark.
That's right.
Can you still pass out candy, though? Are you taken away from the Halloween tradition if you do something alternatively?
Well, if you go to the Food Allergy Research and Education, FARE, website, or it's just if you type in food allergy, I think it takes you to foodallergy.org. There are flyers that you can print, so you can print your teal pumpkin, and that would just say that you have non-food treats. And then there are some other flyers that you can say that we have both, or, you know, whatever you would like to do. They have lots of fun little things that you can print. I think there's five or six different things that you could print. So if you want to have both and have children, and hopefully, again, the little ones might need a little more supervision if they need to be told which one to get. But it might be kind of fun just to see some of those kids that make their own choice. Do they want that same candy that they've already seen? Or maybe they would like something a little more fun.
Sure, you bet. Well, and I guess you would maybe think that, well, if kids have food allergies, maybe they're just not going to be out there trick-or-treating because it's just not necessarily safe for them. But, boy, that's hard to tell a kid.
That's right. You know, they want to be out again, like their friends or their brother or their sisters and out there having some fun. If it's a nice night to be out and about, and you know, maybe it's your favorite aunt that you want to show a costume to. And some kids will only trick-or-treat to safe houses. So if it's a relative or a close friend or neighbor that knows that they have a food allergy and they might have something special for them. But again, 1 in 13 children, and they want to be out there with their friends or with their siblings and having a nice night out, and they don't want to be singled out that they can't go out and can't do those things.
Well, if one person on the block does it, that's awesome. It's got to start somewhere. But how do we get this to spread?
So again, on the FARE website, foodallergy.org, there's a community flyer. You can host an event. You can ask your friends and neighbors to participate. They actually have a map, so you can put your own address on a map. And so if somebody was really looking for places to go that were participating in the Teal Pumpkin campaign or that they know would be have a non-food treat for the children, they could actually find it on a map. So I put my own address on the map this morning, and you can zoom in and see where to go. And there are some of those things. I know I actually do live in Corning, and they have safe trick-or-treat downtown, so the merchants participate in them. And they are doing some teal pumpkin flyers for the businesses to have, so that children that participate in that event will know that there are non-food treats and things that would not be an allergenic problem to them.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about food, food items that the children might be allergic to. Are there items, non-food items, that they might be allergic to?
There could be. Sometimes some of the moldable clay products contain wheat. That's also a high food allergen, not so much for children, but they could be allergic to wheat. If someone has a gluten intolerance, wheat contains gluten, so that wouldn't be good for them either. Latex, although that's not a food item, but if somebody has a latex allergy, you want to avoid things like latex balloons or some of the other stretchy latex, you know, scary hands or things like that that they could be allergic to.
Sure. Do you see more and more of this? Have you heard of more and more people over the last few years taking this and running with it?
I think there's a growing awareness that there are so many children with food allergies, and this was a great project. It actually started in Tennessee in 2014, and it has kind of spread. Like I said, businesses are now that participating. Hopefully some of the extension offices that do some projects with some of their younger Clover kids or Clover buds will also take that into account if they're doing something yet for October. So it is something just to be aware. And it doesn't, again, have to single children out. If you have that teal pumpkin, they know to look for that, and they don't feel like they have to ask for something special, that they know there is something they can have there.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be an either-or. You can have different bowls with different items for the children.
Yes, you can. And, you know, they can feel free. And whatever limits you want to put in it, if it's one from each bowl or whatever limits that you feel like you need to do, it depends on, of course, how many trick-or-treaters you might have. But it gives everybody a chance to come to your door, and sometimes even the kids that don't have food allergies, because I haven't, being a dietitian, I haven't handed out candy at my house in, like, forever. But I have had other food things, like popcorn, little bags of mini popcorn or things like that. And I think sometimes the kids are kind of excited to get something besides another piece of candy. You can only eat so much candy, and your parents take it away, or you get really sick and tired of it. So having something that's a little different, so having something that's a non-food item that's going to last a little longer and they aren't going to get tired of it, is a great idea.
Variety is good.
It is.
Very good. Hey, I got to ask you, too, why the color teal?
I don't really know. I think it's just been the color that was adopted by the Food Allergy Network about 20 years ago, but as a color just to be food safe. And this teal pumpkin project just kind of sprouted up in the last 3 years and adopted that color. I'm not exactly sure why it has that color.
Well, there have been a lot of colors adopted by a lot of different causes, so this way it will stand out. And, of course, the pumpkin, that's what you're going to be looking for this time of the year anyway. And folks can go online again and find more information. And where was that website again, Barb?
It's just foodallergy.org.
And they can.
And that's the Food Allergy Research and Education Network.
Okay. And they can print out whatever information they need, including maybe the pumpkin to put on the door.
They can. Or you can even just take your pumpkin instead of putting a scary face on it, or you can put a scary face on it and just paint it teal. And that's kind of a fun thing to do, too.
Yeah, that would be easy and fun for the kids.
Yes, it would be.
Very good. Barb Fuller, thank you so much for your time, and have a safe and happy Halloween.
You're very welcome.